I believe in the devil on your shoulder. I don't think I need to know deprivation or hardship or crushing loss or unfathomable grief to be able to state without equivocation that every single waking moment that I have in this world is of utmost importance. The antithesis of suffering is appreciating the gift of life. You don't need an epiphany. Your life does not need to be informed by the negative to realize the positive. My life is a still pond. Not even a slight breeze of wind is disturbing the utterly perfect reflection that it gives. Why can't people realize how beautiful their life is without being swept out of their ignorance by tragedy? My story is not a story. It's my life. I live a very happy life that is full of luck and love. My parents are happily married, and I have 4 healthy grandparents who are also still married. Everyone I know is healthy, and I've never known loss except my great-grandparents. However, they all lived into their 90s, and my mom's father lived until he was 100. I live in a comfortable house, I attend a prestigious private school, and I have never gone to bed hungry. I've traveled around the world and visited many different countries, even at my age. I've done more in my 13 years of life than most people have in 40. I am supremely fortunate to have this gift that is my life. My beliefs are sort of jumbled up like an impressionist painting. All the little dots up close are separate and different, but as you slowly back away, you see that each dot contributes to the major picture. That is my belief. I believe in today, I believe in procrastination, I believe in being happy. I believe life is too short to complain, and I believe in miracles. I believe that we are all too scared to seize the moment because we are fearful of the outcome. You could easily change your life in a day. The little devil on your shoulder that is encouraging you to do something. Start listening to him. I'm not talking extremes like murder or suicide, but the little things that you have always wanted to do. You could cut off all your hair, kiss the person you like, finally stand up to the person who's been pushing you around, or go swimming in the middle of November. Everything that you have ever wanted to do and never accomplished. What stopped you? Was it fear of rejection? Was it laziness? Was it common sense? We have to live in the moment and take as many opportunities as we possibly can, because fear of rejection and laziness will consume us if we don't. I hate the state of fear we constantly live in, and I hate that it can take over our lives with such ease. I believe we should say and do what we want, because I fear regret more than I fear rejection. When I am old, there will be things that I will regret doing, but I'd rather regret doing too much than too little.